get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Coming to you live from the Airstream in Acadia National Park. If you're wondering where the heck I am, and David is sitting in a, you know, nature-y looking place, because you see some nature out here. Today we've got a great topic. We're going to talk about two absolutely awesome products that every website owner should be familiar with. And there are two Google products. They're Google Search Console and Google Analytics. And if you're one of those conspiracy theorists and you want to take the man down and Google's owning the world, sorry. Google owns the top two search engines in the world, and whether we like it or not, you know, you might want to use some of their products and stuff to, you know, make sure your website gets found. So, you know, Google Analytics, I'm going to give kind of a brief overview of the two, and then Tim's going to kind of dive into it. And, you know, Google Search Console is mainly for keyword research, you know, doing kind of search, you know, what you want to produce content-wise on your website. Google Analytics, however, is going to give you all of the data that you are going to be interested in, you know, about your website, where traffic's coming from, what your most popular stuff is, yada, yada. And then both of them are insanely powerful. So I'm going to let Tim kind of talk about them and dive in. And so, Tim, go.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, analytics, as David mentioned, it's where you can see where your traffic is coming from. That's the basic definition, but it goes so much deeper than that. So for example, you can see real-time stats, people that are on your site right now, what pages they're on. So if you like send out a big campaign or something like that, and you want to like kind of watch users go through the flow, it's a big time waster, but it's like internet marketers, Netflix, right? Instead of binge watching shows, you binge watch your website analytics. Totally joking. I don't actually do that, but you can if you want. But yeah, so Google Analytics, you can get a lot of really good info, who your audience is, where they're coming from geographically, right? What countries? Is it just US? Is it other countries? What states? Obviously, if you're a small local business, you don't really want traffic outside of your small local area. But then you can also see where they're coming from the internet. Like, where is your traffic coming from? Is it coming from referral partners or blogs that are linking to you? If you're getting a lot of traffic, you're going to want to go and thank them for sending you a lot of traffic. So there's a lot that you can see what breakdown of technology they're using. Are they mostly on mobile, right? Like, general consensus is that 70% of traffic is mobile now. However, that doesn't hold true across all industries. For example, me and David, we're selling mainly to web designers, people that are using WordPress and Divi and creating websites. And so most of my traffic is actually desktop, right? Compared to mobile. Obviously, there's still a decent amount of mobile. I don't want to ignore mobile, but I can see that in my Google Analytics, which is really cool. And so you can see if you're an e-commerce site, what your most profitable pages are, what your most profitable channels are. There's so much data there. So really, Google Analytics is the data behind your website traffic. So that's Google Analytics. Now, Google Search Console, which previously was called Google Webmaster Tools, they changed the name. They tend to do that quite a bit. Google Webmaster Tools is more like your connection to Google, is the way I kind of look at it. And so what I mean by is, when you create a new website, you want to sign up for Google Search Console, put the necessary code in to verify your site and all of that. And then that's where you can tell Google, hey, here's where my sitemap is. And so you submit your sitemaps to Google. And that's where Google is going to give you important information, like if they're getting crawl errors or anything like that. And so it's basically like the connection between you in the Google search interface. And so that's why they call it Google Search Console. And then beyond that, that's kind of like the most basic things, submitting sitemaps, seeing crawlers, stuff like that. But you can also get an idea of the type of keywords that people are typing in to visit your website. So it doesn't show you absolutely everything, but it can give you some good kind of general summaries to see how people are finding you. And so, for example, if people are finding you through a bunch of keywords that maybe you haven't really thought of, but it seems to be relevant, well, now you can start actually building more content around those keywords because people are finding you, but you're not sure how hard they're having to work to find you. And so if you can build more content around those keywords, you're going to be a lot better off. So those are just some kind of general quick tips there. There's a lot more to Google Search Console, not nearly as much as Google Analytics, but it's still something that's definitely important. It's going to give you some good data. Obviously, if you have crawlers, you want to fix them. It's going to show you your core web vitals, your mobile usability, stuff like that, and give you some overall good tips on creating a really user-friendly website. So those are our two. They go hand in hand, but obviously they're different and concentrate on different areas of your website. But we definitely recommend installing them on both. Now, David mentioned some people are kind of anti-Google and stuff and don't want to install Google products. I get that. I don't agree. I think Google might be trying to take over the world, but if you're a website owner and you want traffic, then you want to embrace the Google and soak up all of that traffic that they're going to be sending you for free even. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, and I've got one more thing that I want to add for Google Search Console because I think it's really, really important. And unfortunately, even this week, as I'm traveling and roaming around the country, I'm meeting a lot of people and I get a lot of questions, obviously, when they find out, oh, you're a web guy, you know, you're a WordPress guy. I made a mistake. Biggest mistake in my life was, I redesigned my website and I lost everything. I lost all of my traffic. And Google Search Console is, first of all, anytime you do a redesign on your website, especially if you rebrand or you move it from one place to another and a whole new everything, you need to be thinking about an SEO retention strategy because you don't want to lose all of the hard work that you put into that website going in. And that's one of the real valuable things that Google Search Console does for you because it will monitor your website. When you make those changes, say you go from, hey, I was young and not too wise, and I bought a 963-character domain.com to I'mawesome.com, you know, and you bring all of that content over and stuff, Google Search Console will monitor that site for 30 days once you transfer. You let them know, you do all this stuff, and they'll monitor it, and you'll monitor it, and they'll let you know where links are broken, what you need to fix, and they will give you 30 days to correct a lot of errors that are really, really important because I've heard too many horror stories of people that have worked insanely hard, did it themselves, built up this amazing business, and then hired a WordPress developer to rebrand because they could finally afford it. And the knucklehead WordPress developer knew nothing about an SEO retention plan and just destroyed their entire website. So that's a tip that I actually, you know, I'm glad that we were talking about this topic because it was fresh in my mind because it just happened to someone. They were sharing their horror story with me. So that's important. And that's what Google Search Console will do for you as well. So that is it. Another great topic in the books. Tomorrow we're going to talk about how to build a multilingual website with WordPress. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.